Listen to Local Talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And National Talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got Shane Tucker, Chief Tucker, Chief Deputy Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office on the line. Hey, Chief, welcome back. Happy post-Easter. Oh, hold on. There we go. Sorry about that. We had you turned off for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. We had a lot of stuff we want to get to with you. Let's just kind of get right into it. The first one is on Friday, we had a homicide in Navarre on Salamanca Street, right?
Yes, sir. Just after 1 p.m., we were called about a shooting in that area. And when deputies got on scene, they found a deceased male with what appeared to be a gunshot wound. Fortunately, there were witnesses that were able to help them, you know, quickly identify a suspect. A perimeter was set up, and within a relatively short period of time, the suspect was taken into custody. So he is now in jail on a first-degree murder charge.
Was this outside? Was this in a home? Do we know a motive? What else do we know, if anything?
I am not aware of any motive at this time, but it's my understanding that this did take place outside on a property in Navarre.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, quick work, but man, a horrible thing to have happen. We also had you guys arrested somebody that was actually wanted on a murder from Escambia County in Santa Rosa County last week, right?
We sure did. Escambia County had a homicide, and they identified a suspect, Nathaniel Cunningham. Their investigators, our investigators, were all looking for him for some time. We located him over here in the Milton area. A short pursuit took place, and our deputies utilized a pit technique to immobilize his car, and he was taken into custody without any further injuries. It's my understanding that he had some narcotics on him, so we put some additional charges on him as well.
And this kind of stuff happens all the time. I mean, we had one of Santa Rosa criminals was, pitted in Escambia County. I think we had a Foley. Somebody got pitted in Escambia County. I mean, you know, the interagency cooperation, both within Florida, even across state lines, is pretty robust, right?
It certainly is. You know, the criminals aren't stopped at county lines. You know, Escambia criminals come here, our criminals go there, and they're back and forth. So, you know, it definitely behooves everybody for us to have a good partnership, and we do with our local partners in the area, with the Escambia Sheriff's Office, the Pensacola Police Department, the Milton Police Department. We all kind of work in concert to take these bad guys off the street to make citizens safer, and this is just a good example of that teamwork.
We had another incident, and this has become more known locally because it happened to involve a former candidate for Congress's son. But the real issue here was threats against the Holly Navarre Middle School, right?
Right. In the latter part of March, some of our school resource deputies received a report of a potential school shooting in the Navarre area. This information was alleged to have been posted initially on a social media outlet. So deputies went to work doing investigations, talking to students. Ultimately, they got a search warrant and reviewed some data from Snapchat, a social media outlet, and the investigating deputies were able to determine that there was probable cause to arrest the student for allegedly making an act of a school shooting or a threat of a school shooting.
But in this case, he surrendered to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. This wasn't a go out and arrest, right?
My understanding is that the juvenile and his parents turned himself in. But
okay. So he's 13. Is that right? Do I remember right? That's the right age?
That sounds correct.
Okay. And the only reason I bring that up is because I think a lot of people had the question, why are they putting a 13-year-old's or 14, I know it's right in that vicinity, picture you know, sort of out? And the answer is because of the charges, right?
Correct. When a juvenile is charged with a felony crime or a crime that would be a felony if charged as an adult, then their pictures are not exempt from public record. That is my understanding.
And now you guys don't have any discretion about that, right? Like, you couldn't say, yeah, but we don't think so in this case.
Correct. If it's public record, it's public record, and
okay,
we're not at liberty to determine that we're not going to release it if somebody wants it.
Because I'll tell you my opinion, I don't like it. I don't like release. No matter almost what they do at that age, it's just, you know. I know it's not your choice because it's the law, right? But I don't like publicizing. I mean, you can hear the way even I'm talking about this story and who's involved. I'm more so for people who already know the story. You know who we're talking about. If you don't, I don't really need to tell you, because I just don't think this revealing of the ID for that young of a child for things they've done is appropriate. But it's also worth saying, I know in our house, the conversation we had with our kids was, you know, this is what was said on social media, allegedly. Can you guys just be sure that you use some good judgment and don't make jokes and don't say, you know, like, you got to think this way, right?
Sure. And, you know, Andrew, it's really worth noting, if you look at school shootings and active shooter events that have taken place in this country in the last several decades, in virtually all of the instances, the shooter gave some indication of what was going to occur, what he or she was going to do. And that's almost every time. There's social media posts. There's comments to friends. There's in hindsight, people look back and say, wow, I should have said something. You know, and after the fact is not the time to take these threats seriously. And we certainly do take these threats seriously.
Right.
You remember just a few weeks ago, it seems like we arrested somebody from New Jersey for making some threats. And we talked about then how this puts everybody at danger. You know, so this is something that we have to deal with aggressively and assertively.
You know, I have a thought about that, but I want to hold it for just a second. We're talking to Shane Tucker, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Accident 29 southbound north of the mill. Now, it's still slow, but it's still down to one lane, but it's a lot shorter than it was. Now, it's just up to Grocery Advantage, it looks like. So just moving slow. Pack your patience. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Chief Tucker. Chief, that being said, there are also many, many, many people who make threats or say things that then don't actually act on them. I agree with you. It is almost a necessary precondition that they would have done this early. But there's a lot of times when they pan out to be nothing. And that's my only concern is also, I know we got to take it seriously, but somebody who makes a threat doesn't mean they're going to act on it, right?
You know, you raise a really good point, but you know, like you just described a few moments ago, you sat with your children and you've talked about the importance of this. It's important for parents to teach their children there are some things that it's not okay to joke about.
Right.
And it's not okay to joke about shooting people. It's not okay to joke about shooting up schools. And children have to learn that. You know, when I was in school, we didn't really have the prevalence of school shooters. So
right.
My parents never sat down and had a discussion with me not to joke about shooting up a school. But unfortunately, in 2023, that's a conversation that parents need to have with their kids. This is not funny, and it's not appropriate for you to joke about. And these are the consequences that could occur if you do.
And it's not an appropriate way to vent your emotions, you know, because of the environment we're in. That's exactly right. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, possibly the strangest story, so you'll have to explain it to me. My understanding is that we found some iguanas in a truck bed. What happened here?
You know, we certainly did. Last Monday afternoon, one of our deputies was working up on Interstate 10 and conducted a traffic stop. In the course of this otherwise routine traffic stop, he discovered that the driver was transporting, I believe it was about 13 iguanas in the bed of his pickup truck. That doesn't seem so odd, but each one of the reptiles had its legs duct taped behind its back. So all four of those little legs were duct taped and kind of contorted behind its back during transport. So they were just, I guess, laying, you know, belly on the bed of the pickup truck. One of them had actually died. One of the iguanas was actually deceased when the deputy discovered him. I really don't know the purpose of him. I don't know if he was transporting them for food or for pets or what, but he was ultimately arrested for driving without a license as well as animal abuse.
Well, that's, I mean, good work in the end, but just such a strange story. Shane Tucker, he's the Chief Deputy Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thanks for the conversation, the information, and what you do to keep us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
You bet. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. When it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance repairs or replacement. You want to know that when you pick up the phone, you put that call, and you're going to get the right company, the right products installed the right way. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Quality service, quality products, reliable. That's the idea. Now, look, it's been a little bit cooler, and so maybe you haven't had the AC on the last couple of days. I know we haven't. We actually opened the windows up the other day. That was kind of nice, to cool off the home. But look, there's going to come a time this summer when you're going to have the AC on just continually, and you want to make sure that it works properly and it doesn't give out and it, you know, starts and doesn't stop, and also that it doesn't waste electricity along the way. Well, right now you got $49 inspections for your air conditioning unit. That's from Peden Electrical and Heating. You've also got free sewer camera inspections that they'll do. And then if they wind up doing repairs, $250 off the repair. And they're expanding to Baldwin County soon. So they've got offices now in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and of course here in Pensacola. They're expanding to Baldwin County soon. So if you're interested, they're also hiring people as well. Check it out at Peden, Peden.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk, local news and talk, and dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Boring.
Yeah. Just the same thing over and over again.
Love it so much. Oh man, I feel like I've gone right back to the 60s. 824 on News Radio 92.3. Informative local flashbacks. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Justice Department appealing a ruling from a federal judge in Texas that would suspend the abortion pill mifepristone. This is a top Biden administration official is warning that the ruling could set a dangerous precedent for all FDA-approved drugs. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said on CNN's State of the Union address that the FDA approval process could be turned upside down if a judge is allowed to impose his opinion. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she believes that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should be impeached. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, she argued that Thomas's failure to report gifts and hospitality from a donor constitutes a conflict of interest. And the big breaking story, I haven't actually read through this entire thing, but apparently the Biden campaign is taking shape, although there's no official announcement yet. I'm not really sure what to make of this one, Andrew.
This is honestly the dumbest not news ever, because here's what he tells Al Roker. I plan on running in 2024, but we're not prepared to announce it yet. That's like, you know, I get down on one knee, I look at my girlfriend, you know, I open up the ring box. I'm like, okay, will you? Well, you know, I'm not quite ready to ask you yet, but what is this?
That's a pre-engagement ring.
What is this? Is this
open the box? It's empty.
Did he just pin us as a country? Is that what this is? This is like the pinning announcement for running for president?
He called dibs.
I plan on running, Al. Yeah, but you know.
He's given the whole nation a promise ring.
This is so silly. This is. Anyway. All right, David, thanks so much. Thanks so much for the update. 826 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic on the 5.
This is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. It's Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. Accident on 29 southbound. And this happened before the show even started this morning. This is north of the mill. It was blocked both lanes and down to one lane. And it's still down to one lane, real slow, but not as bad as it was near 95A near Porky's Pizza. Again, just down to one lane. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Can I tell you, every time you reference Porky's Pizza, I don't think about Porky's Pizza.
What do you think about?
Porky's.
The movie?
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
That's exactly right.
They have great pizza, man. They've been there forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's right. 826 here on News Radio 92.3.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
Sort of how my brain works. I'm sorry. It does happen. Hey, if you are a business owner and you've got employees and you want to, you know, take care of them with the best benefits available, well, that's why you call Torgerson Causey. We started using them about 5 or 6 years ago here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they basically came in, and what we had before was okay. And what they gave us were more options and some better prices and just the chance to really customize what we wanted, particularly for health insurance, okay? And every time we've had a question, they've had an answer. And if they didn't have it right on the spot, they'd get back to us with good details. Like sometimes, you know, people aren't that detailed. They really are. And I know because my wife demands it and they make her happy, which makes me happy. So if you're wanting to give your employees better benefits or just have somebody manage that stuff for you so you don't have to think about it anymore, that's why you call them. A comprehensive employee benefits agency, Torgerson Causey, 850-433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 437-1620, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? Oh, you know what? I'm going to share this. This is not like a news thing, but I thought it was entertaining. It was on a Facebook post that I saw, and it was just more one of those, like, you know, kind of those sorts of things, like things that made me think a little bit. It's actually entitled Things to Think About. You ready? What if my dog only brings back the ball because he thinks I like throwing it?
Wow. Are you smoking weed now?
They're kind of those are the.
Okay.
If poison is past its expiration date, is it more poisonous or is it no longer poisonous? Yeah, see, you like this. Which letter is silent in the word sent, S-C-E-N-T, the S or the C? Because sent, see, all right. Do twins ever realize, and I hope this doesn't cause any turmoil in a family all of a sudden while you're listening on the way to school. Do twins ever realize that one of them was unplanned?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think what twins I know so I can ask them that. Man, that's awful.
Well, this is a little bit lighter one. Why is the letter W in English called a W? Shouldn't it be a double V? You know, okay. Maybe oxygen is slowly killing you and it just takes 75 to 100 years to work. They are kind of like late night high jokes, aren't they?
Yes.
Every time you clean something, you make something else dirty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. See? The word swims upside down still swims.
That's a genius.
There's not even a word for that. It's not like a palindrome or something like that. Intentionally losing a game of rock, paper, scissors is mathematically just as hard as trying to win a game of rock, paper, scissors.
I would say that's accurate.
That's accurate because it's 1 in 3 each time, right? Let's see. 100 years ago, everyone owned a horse and only the rich had cars. Today, everyone has cars and only the rich had horses. Your future self is watching you right now through memories. Future self, stop
what
staring.
What are you doing, dude? Okay, I know I never asked this, but you want me to bring in weed tomorrow? Because
no.
You sound like you do.
I think this is my favorite. If you replace W with T in what, where, and when, you get the answer to each of them.
Oh, that does make sense.
Many animals probably need glasses, but nobody knows. And if you rip a hole in a net, there are actually fewer holes in the net than there were before.
Deep
there you
thoughts
go.
By Andrew oh. McKay.
That's my gift to you on a Monday.
Oh.
Paul Stevens, one of the two lawmakers expelled from the Tennessee State House last week, might soon return.
Nashville's Metro Council is set to vote today on whether to reinstate former state representative Justin Jones, a Democrat who was expelled on Thursday by the Republican supermajority. Jones and Memphis Representative Justin Pearson, both black Democrats, were expelled for participating in a gun protest on the House floor.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a third suspect, was arrested over the weekend in connection with 3 teen killings in Florida.
The 16-year-old suspect was arrested by U.S. Marshals and sheriff's deputies on Saturday, taken in on outstanding warrants, including carjacking with a firearm, aggravated assault, and more. Additional charges in connection with the triple homicide are pending.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3 59. Mostly cloudy in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. An elderly man expected to survive after being stabbed on Sunday. That incident happened at North U and West Lee Streets in Escambia County. Deputies tell Channel 3 the man was stabbed in the side by a suspect. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, deputies say they are looking for a suspect in that case. Really sad news over the weekend. The 12-year-old child that was hit while skateboarding last week has passed away. Pensacola police confirmed that news on Saturday morning. The accident happened last Wednesday when the child was hit while skateboarding and immediately taken to the hospital. Officers say the driver involved stopped immediately and cooperated with police.
We've seen this before, and, you know, I did it. Lots of people did it. Skateboards on streets and you know, while it's a dangerous thing, you know, folks, they're going to do it. And I'll be glad when the skate park opens up and they have another place to go.
Those comments last week from PPD's Mike Wood, and police say no other details of that incident are going to be released to the public. Police in Flomaton asking for the public's help finding a missing woman. 47-year-old Kimberly Earwood was last seen April 3rd, and officers believe she might be in danger. She could be driving a silver 2012 Kia Soul with Alabama tag 30CZ898. Flomaton police have posted a photo of the missing woman on social media. We'll have that on our website as well. If you have any information on her location, please contact Flomaton, Alabama police. Rainy weather forced a change of plans on Saturday for the Marine Corps League's Easter egg hunt. The group originally planned to have an egg hunt at Admiral Nelson Park, but because of the rain, they ended up giving out eggs and prizes to families that drove up in their cars. The Marine Corps League says more than 100 families drove through. It was the group's first ever attempt at having an egg hunt. It was also used to promote resources for area veterans. The man charged in the fatal shooting in Navarre last Friday remains in jail in Santa Rosa County with no bond. Santa Rosa County deputies arrested 41-year-old Aubrey Luker on Friday. He's accused of shooting and killing 43-year-old Toby Hill on the 2600 block of Salamanca Street in Navarre. Luker was arrested after a SWAT team was sent to a building near the shooting location. Luker surrendered himself. He's charged with first-degree murder and possession of a weapon by a felon. A Foley woman arrested after a car chase went all the way from Baldwin County into Escambia County over the weekend. Deputies say 30-year-old Brittany Gail Walters stole a vehicle, rammed deputies in Baldwin County when they tried to stop her, and then led deputies on a chase down Highway 98 that ended in Escambia County, where she was finally stopped. She reportedly had active warrants in other counties as well. It is 8:34 News Radio 92.3. Let's get an update on our traffic on the fives with Candy.
The accident, 29 southbound at 95. It's not cleared up exactly. Still slow, still down to one lane, but much better than it was. Now, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Small chance of rain throughout the day today. 10% chance overall with a high near 64. Temperatures overnight dropping near 56. We're going to be warming up for your Tuesday with a high near 74. Still a 10% chance of rain around. Temperatures overnight Tuesday dropping near 61. 75 for your high on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain with Wednesday night temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 59 and cloudy in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, 58 in Milton. Your money now. The market down this morning at the opening bell. The Dow Jones down 122.92 at 33,362.37. S&P 500 down 30.40 at 40,74.62. The NASDAQ down 131.79 at 11,956.16. Our U.S. 10-year... bond rate is up at 3.391% this morning, and gold prices down at 2007, silver prices at 25 even this morning. There's quite a few economic reports to keep an eye on this week. Wholesale inventories will be released this morning, followed by the National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index on Tuesday. Wednesday, you'll see the release of the Consumer Price Index along with the Treasury budget and the Federal Reserve's last meeting minutes from March. Plenty of reports also dropping at the end of the week as well. The Internal Revenue Service hiring a lot of folks. The IRS said last week they'll be adding up to 30,000 new staffers and putting new technology to work in the next couple of years. The addition's part of an $80 million investment plan, they say, to improve tax enforcement and customer service. 9,000 professors at Rutgers University are making history this week. They've elected to go on strike starting today. It's the first strike in the 256-year history of the university, one of the largest in the history of U.S. higher education. The decision to strike comes after months of failed negotiations between the university and three unions. 8:37, it's News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
With the largest selection of in-stock vinyl plank flooring at the guaranteed lowest price, Home Outlet is your destination for all of your flooring needs. Modernize your space with easy-to-install rustic loft stone core vinyl plank, including pad, just $249 per square foot. Or brighten your space with the Sanibel Pier waterproof composite core vinyl plank with pad for only $319 per square foot. Visit the team at your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet to get started on your project today.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 9 as ProHealth will be the guest and be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 9 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's time to talk about eggs. Time to talk about eggs. Yesterday was
Incredible
Easter.
Edible ones?
Yesterday was Easter. Okay. You do, obviously, you do hard-boiled eggs for Easter. You do deviled eggs for Easter. If you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you. If you do deviled eggs, you do them with Miracle Whip, not mayonnaise. I don't know what's wrong with you. Okay. These are all solved problems. We don't have to deal with these again. Okay. We're not going to go back to this. We're moving forward because I have a different question dealing with eggs. Also, if you hard-boil an egg, and then you go to put it back in the fridge because you don't actually use it that day. You mark it with a little X and pencil on the top, right? So you know which ones are hard-boiled and which ones aren't, right? Right?
Yes, yes.
It's all easy stuff. Okay. And if you don't know whether an egg is cooked or not, you spin it. If it doesn't spin, it's raw. And if it does spin, it's hard-boiled. Okay. All easy solved problems. Not the question for today.
No.
You ready?
No.
437-1620. I just want to get all the not questions out of the way first, okay?
Hey.
Here's the right question. 437-1620. When you are removing eggs from the carton, which ones do you remove? Do you think about how you remove the eggs from the carton? Is there a pattern? Is there a strategy? Is there a method? Is there, or are you just, you know, barely above the chimpanzee, just grabbing whichever egg comes first and not even thinking about, is the carton balanced? Is the carton symmetrical? Is there a cool pattern? Am I going to drop this carton because when I pick it up, half full, half empty, one side and the other, and the weight distribution catches me off guard, and then there go all the eggs worth $53 on the floor? 437-1620. Also, I am a member of Overthinkers Anonymous. My name is Andrew.
Yeah.
Candy?
You'd be cheaty in the good place for sure, A. And I do think
I'm 100% cheaty in the good place. That's for sure.
Cheaty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is a great show, by the way.
Yeah, it is. 437-1620. What is your egg carton strategy if you have one, Candy?
This is going to sound stupid.
No,
of course, because everything out of my mouth does. Okay, but like, I don't know where conception starts, and I'm sure that the embryos are dead or whatever. But I know, dude, just in case. Just in case, like, they came out of the same chicken and they were together. Like, I always try to make two that are side by side together. And I don't do it because I do worry about the distribution, about the weight. Because if you pull it out, you're right, all the eggs will fall off. I have to take two from the middle. One of my friend's wives.
Oh, like, you start in the middle.
I do start in the middle because that way, like, they won't go.
So they're more easy to balance over time.
And then I take two out.
Have you ever?
And then
pulled,
I move them back to the middle.
So from back to front to back.
I try to keep everything in the middle as best as I can, just in case.
So the first eggs, if it's an 18, the first eggs come out of the middle row, middle. East
18.
And west.
We're not wrong.
You only buy 12s?
I buy 6. I'm just kidding. No, I buy
really?
I buy 12s. I buy 12s.
Oh, I got 3 kids. We buy 18 eggs like it's nothing.
Oh, I bet. Well, we used to. Eggs were so, I mean, obviously they were so cheap. Now they're expensive.
So here, this is the make or break question. This is the make or break question. Have you ever taken eggs out of the carton and then rearranged the eggs because you realized you didn't do it right? 437-1620. Like,
not
you
crazy.
Pulled two out of the right side, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's not balanced.
Yes, I always put it back because I worry about it. And I just I want to be with their friends when they're dead.
16. Oh, my God, the texts. I gotta get to these texts. There's so many. Somebody says outside to inside. Oh, the exact opposite of you, Candy. I would argue Candy's way is better because it's easier to balance with the weight distribution to the exterior, like a tightrope walker. Somebody here says, I have to turn you off now.
Please don't. I'm so sorry.
Somebody says, yes, equal eggs from both sides to keep it balanced. Of course, like not a barbarian.
We're not
somebody
monsters.
Here says, yeah, I mean, horrible people. Have to make sure it's balanced in case you pick the carton up. Start with the ends and work inward. Okay, I think we can have a disagreement to agree on that one. 437-1620, remove the eggs from the end and work toward the middle. Consistent theme here. Somebody here says, take the egg from the right-hand side and work to the left. Ew. Ew. Ew, no. No.
Who are you?
I know. What?
Are they European?
Also, that's, you know, that's not how English works, right? Okay, left to the right. Somebody here says, are eggs removed from the outside in? I like to go with a pattern, different pattern all the time. So I'll take, like, you know, B2, if I'm looking at a 6x3 grid, right? Okay. Middle row second, middle row fifth.
Okay.
Or maybe all the middle row and leave a circle around. Just some kind of a pattern, something that's symmetrical, makes me happy, makes me pleased.
Well, that's just
the
stupid.
The look you're giving me is precious. Just, she's never snarled up her nose at me quite that way before.
I'm okay with your views on X, Y, and Z, but your egg stuff is
Hi,
awful.
Andrew. Welcome to the AA meetings. That's great. Like a chimpanzee. Somebody, this is the person who said that we ought to use the inverted muffin cupcake pan for the taco holders, said, next
genius.
Question, please. Yeah, so even this is beneath
also
them.
Also genius.
Somebody says, I take from the side that goes in the fridge first, so it's heavier on the side I pick up from. Okay, well, but that's assuming you don't put it in laterally, like, which is, I think, we use the butter area for the eggs. Somebody here says,
butter in the fridge?
Well, yeah, we'll deal with that a different day.
All right.
Somebody says, you have activated my OCD. Oh, yes. Nice. Somebody says, apparently I cheat and place the carton on the counter and then fill our holder and then place that in the fridge. You have an egg holder?
Oh, yeah. They always... I always had an egg holder. I don't have one now, but yeah, they're great.
All right. Somebody says, like lug nuts, every other one. Good question. Oh. Somebody says... Oh, we'll get to this. This is a good question for another day. I'll keep that one for another day. Someone says, please help Andrew. send a rescue party.
Too late.
Somebody here says, check with a home ec teacher or a homeschool teacher to see what is taught. If there's a way.
Yeah, let's call your wife.
And somebody says, from one side to the other in the carton, screw balance, LOL. Well, you've dropped a lot of eggs, my friend. All right, Candy's got traffic on the 5.
I'm going to redo my eggs when I get home. It's crazy. It's traffic on the 5.
You know what you could do is you could, like, maybe if your wife or your husband does it differently, you could rearrange the eggs, see if they notice.
We always notice.
Go ahead,
Katie. Darren's not allowed to put anything away because it doesn't matter. He won't find it. Accident 29 southbound, north of the mill near 95A. It is down to one lane southbound. Now, it was backed up to Neal Road just like 20 minutes earlier. It's not as backed up now, just a Porky's Pizza, but still kind of a slowdown. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All the hard-hitting stuff.
Somebody says, welcome to Ask Adrian Monk. Somebody says, it's great. Andrew has too much time in the morning to play with eggs.
Yeah, speaking of what, you should sue for likeness rights.
Oh, for Monk?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that. Balance doesn't matter when you drop a carton, they all break. No, but you're more prone to drop them, or flimsy cartons flex. And have you ever had an egg just kind of fall out of the end of a carton because the carton flexed on you?
Yes.
Oh.
It's so frustrating, especially now when they're like $1 zillion.
Right, exactly. You know? And then you're like, oh, man, that kid's not going to college. 847 on News Radio. 847 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, occasionally local, always, and, you know, I guess predictable. Anyway, if you are thinking about selling a home, it behooves you to think about who your realtor is going to be. And I was actually going over some of the numbers with Christina Leavenworth recently, and she said something that, you know, I had never thought about it this way. I'm always talking about how many homes she sells and, you know, how effective she is at selling or buying the homes, and you know that, okay, right? But it's more than that. She said there's about 3,000 agents, 3,000 real estate agents listed on the MLS. It means all these people that are authorized to buy and sell your home, right? 1,600 of them have sold zero homes this year. Okay? Now, it's only April. That's 3 months. But still, about half of all realtors, you know, they sell one, maybe two homes in an entire year. Okay? She said that there are 20 realtors who have sold more than 20 so far this year. There are 7 who have sold more than 30 so far this year. She's sold 36. And they have 29 under contract right now.
What does that tell you?
I mean, so again, if you want it done right, done for the best possible price, Christina Leavenworth. I mean, there's, you know, just, it's kind of a, just think and be careful a little bit about, you know, who you take your professional advice from and, you know, kind of who you hire to represent you. But that's it. I mean, that's it. Think about the result. 723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty. 723-9158.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, they don't make things like they used to. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Fact is, new air conditioning systems are so much better than systems made just a few years ago. Our systems are more efficient and are more environmentally friendly and run so quiet you can hardly hear them. And our new systems are so much better at controlling indoor humidity in your home. And that's especially important in our area. Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act passed by Congress last year, most high-efficiency systems even qualify for an income tax credit. Give us a call to find out more. We're just a phone call away. Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flags Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flags Speedway Saturday and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
I've just created something totally illogical.
Good morning, 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I haven't talked a lot about the dueling judges' rulings on the Mifepristone, and I'll tell you part of the reason why is because I don't feel like I exactly understand all of the legal issues involved and why they ruled one way and ruled the other, and I don't like to talk about things where I don't feel like I grasp all the issues very well. I'm likely to make a mistake, but I will tell you, having read numerous, I haven't read the original orders, I'm just not gonna, but hey, you know, having read several different articles, I was disappointed in the coverage, you know, because they didn't explain it to me either. But here's what I think is going on, okay, based on some of the stuff that I have read. You got a 20-year-old approval for this, you know, this drug, this medical abortion, right, a chemical abortion, as some people call it, but the idea is that the one judge says, the Texas judge says, look, based on other things, it looks like, you know, children may be humans, maybe have rights, maybe we ought to consider that, and maybe, therefore, the processes involved with the FDA weren't done quite properly, and we need to revisit that. We should put this on hold. Now, he put on hold his order to put it on hold, and so it's not in effect just yet. And then you have this other judge that ruled the exact opposite way. One's an Obama appointee, one's a Trump appointee, if I remember correctly. And so you have these completely incompatible rulings. One has to do with 17 states, the yes vote, and the other has to do with all 50 states, which is the no vote. And now you've got, of course, you know, turmoil, right? Well, what's going to happen is this is going to wind up at the Supreme Court, you got to assume. Okay, you have to assume it's going to wind up at the Supreme Court. And, of course, the pro abortion people are saying, well, this is crazy. You know, how can you take the, you know, the most commonly used form of abortion that's essentially safe, you know, I would say safe maybe for the mother, you know, very unsafe for the child, right, obviously, but that, you know, that's been on the market for all this time. Well, that's the issue, okay? That's going to be the issue. So the Supreme Court's going to have to make a decision about this, both about the possibility of asserting rights for the fetus, and then also about the more procedural question whether the FDA did its approval process properly or not. But that, to me, that, I mean, that all matters. It matters tremendously. The problem, aside from the issue, and sometimes these issues are so, like, we're so entrenched, right? It's, you know, it's World War I warfare over something like abortion. And, of course, the pro-life side has had a major victory last year, and the other side is really, really angry and frustrated, and understandably, okay, on both sides. To me, the problem is, how can we have a system of laws when you can have two judges looking at essentially the same question and come to such completely incompatible answers? What that means is that we don't have a rule of law. We have a rule of persons. And you don't want the rule of persons. The rule of persons is what you're trying to remedy with the concept of the rule of law. It shouldn't matter whether this judge came from that president or this judge came from the other president or whether they're conservatives or liberals. I mean, the idea of judges, the idea of justices is not supposed to be that way. And the more it is that way, the more we don't have the rule of law and we just have the rule of persons, which is not what it's supposed to be. So even though I like the outcome that the Texas judge has put into place, although he's put it on hold for now, it's bad for the system to have rulings made this way. And we have to believe in that system even more so than we believe in the individual outcomes the system produces. And this is very bad for our system. It's very bad for the concept of the rule of law. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Accident 29 southbound near Porky's Pizza. It looks slow, but it's improved. It was down, backed up to Neal Road a lot earlier in an accident that happened before the show even started this morning. Again, cleared off, but again, by the fire station, backed up just a little bit, not as bad as it was. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you've got a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, or the pressure, or the temperature, or whatever, you know, things, plumbing, right? Plumbing stuff. You get that fixed by calling Barberry Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. 437-1620. Oh, did you watch Saturday Night Live?
I did. Front end.
Do I want to get into this right now? I don't think I have enough time to play these clips, but I will say that I was worried about the open being The Last Supper.
Oh, my gosh.
That scared me until they made the turn.
And though I have committed no crime, I will be arrested, tried, and found guilty.
Jesus talking.
Sound familiar? Thank you so much. A famous, wonderful man arrested for no reason at all. If you haven't put it together, folks, I'm comparing myself to Jesus again. And what better time than on his birthday, Easter?
It's so funny. I mean, I know it's
what
just
better
whatever.
Time than on his birthday, Easter.
As we speak, I am being persecuted on a level the likes of which the world has never seen. Even worse than the late great Jesus. You know, many people are saying we're very similar. We're both very tall, very popular, and both, frankly, white American.
Oh no. Oh no, God. It's just, oh my goodness.
You know, Jesus did some incredible things. Some would call them miracles in terms of fish and with regard to bread. A lot with fish and bread, you know. He rose from the dead on the third day. I would have done it faster, possibly two. Possibly 2 days. I think we could have done it a lot faster. But he had a good mind for business, water into wine, pure profit.
Prophet.
That guy's going to hell.
Oh my God. And then the, like, you know, Good Friday, we could have made it Great Friday. I mean, just like all of it. It was It's funny. It was a very, very funny bit, which I was very worried. I'm like, oh, my God, what is Saturday Night Live doing? What are they going to do? Well, you know, there you go. 858 News Radio 92.3.
Future news.
Time for future news. Clarence Thomas going to stay in his job?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have some more robust ethics rules regarding reporting for the judges in the Supreme Court.
I mean, maybe there should be. I hadn't really thought about it. But, like, you can't have rich friends.
Yeah, probably something more. But, yeah, what's the issue? He didn't violate any rule. The rule got changed last month, by the way. It's a direct admission that he didn't violate any rule in the past. OLF 8, in 5 years, is it going to get done?
Yes.
In 5 or 10 years, are we going to be happy with the product?
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it'll be done in 2 years.
I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Will everybody be happy?
Yes.
Nobody's ever happy. Not everybody is always
everybody
happy.
Everybody will
sure.
be happy.
All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.